This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, broadcasting this week from NPR West in Southern California. Below the surface of the Gulf of Mexico is a giant pool of oil, at least as large as Delaware, and quite possibly much bigger. Now, imagine areas of the ocean where a thick blob is suspended in the water, all life above and below potentially strangled. Now, this scenario is what some scientists are starting to fear, and in a few moments we'll hear from one who says we simply don't know how bad it is. Here's what we do know at this hour. BP, the company that leased the Deepwater Horizon, says it hopes to begin siphoning off that oil soon by inserting a mile-long hose right into the well. Here's Doug Suttles, BP's chief operating officer, earlier today.
We're in the process of running the riser insertion tube. This is the method to contain the flow. This doesn't stop the flow. We hope to have that tool inserted by sometime late tonight.
The Obama administration is now demanding clarification from BP after reports that the company is sending mixed signals over who should pay for the cleanup. Earlier this week, NPR reported that both government estimates and BP's own estimates about the size of the spill are likely way off by an order of magnitude. Here's Professor Stephen Worley from Purdue University.
We're talking more than a factor of 10 difference between what I calculate and the number that's being thrown around.
That could mean an Exxon Valdez-sized spill every 4 days. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard is shooting chemical dispersants deep under the water, close to the source of the spill. And no one quite knows what kind of environmental impact it'll have. Our coverage of the spill begins with NPR's Elizabeth Shogren along the Louisiana coast.
I'm in Port Fouchon, which is a beach and a port area right in the Gulf of Mexico. And right now I'm standing on the beach. There are lots of big sandbags that are here to protect the shore. And the water is very choppy. Right out in the water, I can see many dozens of production rigs and oil rigs that show that this is just the hub of the offshore oil industry in America. 90% of the rigs that are in the Gulf of Mexico are actually serviced from Port Fouchon, and somewhere between 15 and 20% of the oil that America uses comes through this area.
And what are you seeing there? Are you seeing any visible signs of the spill?
Well, this beach right in front of me, it's about a 12-mile-long beach, and a couple of days ago, it was covered with lots of globs of oil. It's what they call the tar balls. It's what's left over when a lot of the oil basically evaporates into the air. And we saw some of those tar balls at a laboratory that they had collected from here just a couple days ago, and they are just sticky brown goo balls.
Elizabeth, are you hearing whether any parts of the spill have reached other parts of Louisiana's coast?
We were on another beach called Grand Isle just a couple minutes ago, and there were also tar balls coming on shore there, another island called Elmer Island. And they have found tar balls elsewhere, on not just on Louisiana's coast, but some of the other states' coasts as well.
Elizabeth, we're hearing some reports, and it's hard to know how accurate they are, that some people in New Orleans and along the coast can actually smell chemicals in the air. Have you noticed any of that?
We haven't smelled chemicals, but I have spoken with both researchers and people who've smelled these smells, and some of them, the smells are coming from the oil and from the sheen on top of the water, and the winds right now are very strong. They're bringing the sea air in towards us. We don't happen to smell them, but other people do, and people can become nauseous from the smells, and they report headaches. And so far, the Environmental Protection Agency says that they have not reached levels that are harmful to people's health.
Elizabeth, I think I'm hearing some sounds behind you. Can you give us an update on where the cleanup is right now as we speak?
Well, actually, we are at a place where there's not cleanup going on, but there is a furious effort by National Guard troops to try to block up some of the holes in this island so that the oil doesn't get through those holes into the very fragile wetlands that are behind us. So if you imagine, these islands are long, skinny stretches of sand that protect the marshes. And because of the fierce hurricanes that hit this area, there are channels cut through these islands. And so these guard troops are busy with bulldozers and dump trucks full of rocks trying to plug those holes.
That's NPR's Elizabeth Shogren in Port Fourchon, Louisiana. Elizabeth, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Guy.